It was sort of a variation on JFK's famous "ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country" statement in that speech so long ago. But in his farewell speech, Obama told people to actually stop worrying about the changing of the guard in the federal government and focus closer to home.
If something needs fixing, then lace up your shoes and do some organizing.
Thousands of young people on campuses across the country actually laced up their shoes 8 years ago and enthusiastically campaigned for Barack Obama. And for many, it was their first time being an activist, first time voting in a presidential election.
The greatest thing he did was an Iowa caucus. If you looked at all the caucuses, Hillary Clinton, McCain, Huckabee, no one had youth behind like Obama had. Young faces, young culture, a new generation.
That's young Jose Torres speaking on the PBS NewsHour in 2008 as a student at DePaul University. Young Lauren Wyatt, who you're about to meet, was a student at the University of Pennsylvania. And Molly Rivera was a Badger at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Each of them energetically organized for the Obama campaign. They are 8 years wiser now, embracing different skills for the coming Trump years.
I was so young. But, you know, I'm very excited, very motivated. I saw the speech that he just gave, and I want to say that I've never felt so encouraged to get involved, encouraged to do something, encouraged to make sure that we leave an impact here so that people know that we're still here.
Molly Rivera, how much have you grown in the last 8 years?
A lot. And I've been thinking a lot about those times, and a lot is the same, but a lot has changed as well. I was thinking about how I started our first LGBT caucus with President Obama in the White House. As young people, we felt confident that we could, as they say, come out and work on issues like marriage equality. And now moving forward, I feel incredibly thankful that we've had these 8 years, because I think it gave us the time and space to strengthen the movement. And I feel assured that we are now grown up and ready to face the challenges that are surely ahead with our heads held high.
How has the outcome in 2016 not completely disillusioned you, Lauren?
Oh, wow. I think the fact that people were really surprised that he won is a good sign. I think most people didn't expect that there were this many people who didn't see a problem with the things that he said. And so I am very hopeful that in the next election, people will be enthusiastic and will have a larger turnout of voters because people don't want to allow something like this to happen again.
Do you agree with that, Molly and Jose, that the unusual qualities of the 2016 election will mean there will be a backlash in 4 years?
I think so.
I feel nervous, but I also mostly feel resolute. And I really hope that people will take what President Obama said in his farewell address and remember that while our rights guaranteed to us through the Constitution are self-evident, they are not self-executing, as he said. We have to work hard for them. We have to pay attention and stand up for ourselves and other people. And we must continue to dare to create that more perfect union, no matter the setbacks we face. And I, for one, will still be saying, yes, we can.
The number one thing we need to remember is to go back to the old school model of campaign organizing and community organizing. Social media has really enabled us to get our word out, to get the message out, but it has not enabled us to get people enabled to work. We need to take those leaps of faith where we could really get out of our comfort zone and go back to getting to know people in the communities, in the neighborhoods we live in. Social media is not enough.
To piggyback off what he's saying, I think another sort of issue among young people is that we take our citizenship for granted. We take our right to participate, our right and our duty to participate in the elections and in the government and in policy for granted. And so we don't always do it as much as we should. We don't get involved as much as we should. And so I think that we need to remember that being able to vote and being able to have active political discussion with people that you maybe don't know or that you disagree with is not something that you can do in every country, and we need to take advantage of that.
How can we normalize your level of activism and make it seem not so unusual to be as interested in politics as you guys are?
I think taking the time to show concrete examples of how government can impact your life really helps open people's eyes. I think we're in real danger of really entrenched cynicism and people not believing that the government can help anybody. And that's just not true. Keeping the hope alive in our peers and in within people that we talk to will be really important moving forward.
Finally, a lot of young people supported Donald Trump. And so there's the strong likelihood that there are people out there, maybe three people just exactly like you, who work for Trump and are just as idealistic and involved in politics as you are. What would you say to them as far as the importance of being politically involved is? I mean, you can kind of wave at them from your side of the political spectrum here. What would you say to young people who are involved on the Republican side?
Well, I can certainly appreciate their level of involvement. I think my biggest pet peeve is people who are just so apathetic about politics and about what effect they can have on the government is that they just don't vote at all or don't participate at all. So even if you are on the other side of the table, I appreciate your willingness to get involved, to talk with other people, to try and, you know, recruit people to vote for your candidate. And if everybody were as involved and as enthusiastic about participating in the political process, then I can't be upset at whoever it is that wins the election. If we had 100% votership, that would be great. That would be wonderful.
Molly, what's your shout out to the organizers, young people, idealistic like yourselves on the other side of the aisle?
Especially here in North Carolina, I would say to the person across the aisle, your views on discrimination will really impact my friend who is transgender. And this is why. And this is what they are going to go through living in this state. I think it's really important to remind people of the human element of politics and laws. I think it's easy for us to lose sight of that.
Find common ground and build empathy from that common ground. Is that the lesson, Molly?
Yes.
I want to say democracy is not a spectator sport. The world is changing, and if you're just watching it, you have no effect on how you're willing to change it.
You guys are great. Jose Torres, Molly Rivera, and Lauren Wyatt, thank you so much for energizing us and inspiring us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.